This is program number LW2125. Well, they were on Air Force One. Secretary of Labor, Raymond J. Donovan, was seated right behind the cabin where the president was sitting. Hi, this is Larry West. In fact, this was Secretary Donovan's first flight with President Reagan on Air Force One. At noon, a steward came back to Donovan and said, "Mr. Secretary, the president would like to have lunch with you." Delighted, Donovan stood up and walked toward the president's cabin. As he entered, a red phone on the edge of the president's desk rang. The president waved Donovan to his seat, then the president picked up the phone, put it to his ear, and then with a serious look on his face said, "I see. What are my options?" Hearing those words, Donovan shuddered. "Oh my goodness," he said, "I'm here in a moment of history." President Reagan listened again, and then he said, "Well, all right. I'll have iced tea." Jumping to conclusions. If there's one exercise, you know, that we people always get, it's jumping to conclusions, right? If you're a student, one day a note arrives in the mail from the principal's office addressed to your mom. Before you can get the letter opened, you've done some jumping, right? You're in the hospital, there for tests. The doctor finally walks in with a clipboard in his hand. His face looks serious, and you begin to jump, right? To conclusions, I mean. Your father has been sick, seriously sick. It seems he's progressively getting worse. Then one night, about 3 a.m., the telephone rings. You jump. If there's one exercise we people get, it's true. We jump to conclusions. You know, learning to wait, I mean, till all the facts are in, refusing to jump to conclusions, is a virtue I'd like to really encourage you to work on today. Really, it's a hard thing for us to master, and, well, in this society of ours, anyway, we live by the clock. Everything's got to be scheduled. We can't stand for the phone to ring more than once. We can't stand the guy poking along in front of us on the two-lane road. If he sits there too long after the light turns green, it's for sure he'll get a blast from our horn. I can't help but wonder, really, how can a society that exists on frozen dinners, instant mashed potatoes, packaged cake mixes, and instant cameras teach patience to the young? These days, you can even do your banking at 3 a.m. You don't have to wait until the bank opens the next morning. Everything is now. Life is an instant teabag. Like computers, we've programmed ourselves action, reaction. Like Pavlov's dog, the bell rings and our mouths instantly begin to water. Someone whispers and we instantly jump to a conclusion. They're talking about me. You were looking forward to a nice, quiet weekend at home when all of a sudden, Friday evening at 6 o'clock, Uncle Joe and the whole family drives up. You jump. You don't know they're just stopping by on their way to Aunt Sarah's. Or, Mr. Secretary, you're in the president's cabin on Air Force One, and the red phone rings. Now, sure, there may be a lot of valid reasons you can give as to why you jump, but my point is, today, jumping to conclusions can get you into trouble. Don't jump until the facts are in. You know, patience is not something you can get overnight. You've got to wait for it and learn. Someone has said that the key to everything is patience. You get the chicken by hatching the egg, not by smashing it open. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Synonymous with growing up, you know, becoming mature, is learning patience. Another term for patience in the Bible is the term long-suffering. And what that says is, to learn patience, you've got to endure. You've got to suffer long. You've got to wait. Gathering all the facts takes time, and time is what patience is all about. So, if you're going to jump, jump a rope. Don't jump to conclusions. In other words, stop, look, listen. There just might be a train ready to run over you. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe. Two words, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.